Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The nomination of Barry Goldwater by the Republican National Convention in 1964 was the first big victory enjoyed by the modern conservative movement. As we know, he was soundly defeated in November by President Lyndon B. Johnson. But Goldwater remained the titular leader of the conservative movement until Ronald Reagan came along in the 1970s. The myth has grown up that the Goldwater ideology of the 1960s was solely a fiscal philosophy, and that moral issues only became important in politics with Ronald Reagan. That's not true. It is correct that abortion, the Equal Rights Amendment, and gay rights were not hot-button issues in the 1960s. But if you go back and read Barry Goldwater's books and speeches in the 1960s, you will see that they are firmly grounded in a moral philosophy. The social issues were very important in the origins of the conservative movement. In his famous book, The Conscience of a Conservative, Barry Goldwater said that conservative principles are derived from the truths that God has revealed about his creation. In his speech accepting the 1964 presidential nomination, Goldwater praised freedom under a government limited by the laws of nature and of nature's God. He warned that those who elevate the state and denigrate the citizen must see ultimately a world in which earthly power can be substituted for divine will. Goldwater said that this nation was founded upon the rejection of that notion and upon the acceptance of God as the author of freedom. Again and again, Goldwater warned about the moral decay of our people. The 1964 Republican platform endorsed a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court decision banning prayer in the public schools. Goldwater's greatest contribution to American politics did not lie in his impact on foreign or economic policy, but in the way he forced the moral issue onto the national agenda.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Should history be rewritten and fictionalized? For information on how you can respond to the politically correct national history standards that are sweeping our schools, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on history standards. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I'm feeling a little bit better every day about this animal ID thing because more and more people are contacting me and saying, hey, what can we do to stop this? I'm not sure that we can. But by golly, we're getting a lot of people whomped up. And if you get enough people whomped up, you can see what the Mexicans did in Los Angeles, what they did in Denver. All it takes is a whomping up bunch of people, and you can get this thing changed. The sad thing is that I talk to farmers, cattle producers, that say, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's a good idea. We need to be able to have this traceback thing. And people, as Ray Cuneo called me this morning, and he's getting whumped up about it. And that is another good thing because we're getting calls from these private property rights organizations. And those are the people that know how to get junk like this stopped because they have done it before. They did it with the Biosphere Reserve Program. They did it Natural Streams Act or whatever it was. Wasn't Natural Streams Act. I don't know what it was. But anyway, they got that stopped. These people know how. We got that whale thing turned around. The same property rights people, at least in Missouri, know how to get this sort of thing done. So they had Senator Chuck Ferguson come down to one of their property rights meetings. Here's what he said. He said that education is going to be needed if there is a chance of stopping the National Animal Identification System from becoming a compulsory program. The program being put in place by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And then he goes on and talks about what the program is, which we already know. Here's where he is kind of wrong. The program is not being put in place by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Because it is a worldwide program, it is already in place in Canada. It is already in place in the European Union. It is already in place in Australia. So how could the U.S. Department of Agriculture be the one that's putting it in place? Now, I have here... we had Doreen Haynes on the air March 27th. When was that? That was Monday. Okay. And she has written, I called it a white paper, and she says, well, you can't editorialize in a white paper, but this is not much editorializing. What she has done is gone back and gone through a lot of documentation. And I want to go through this rather slowly with you today just to show you that this is not coming from the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture here in the United States, the USDA, is just a vector for this thing. It's like malaria. The mosquitoes don't get malaria, but they are the vector that carry the virus or the disease. Well, the USDA here is the vector. They're carrying this disease to us through the United Nations, through the World Trade Organization. And I'd like to, like I said, go through part of just parts of Doreen's white paper, because she has studied all of these documents. She said it took hundreds of hours to get this done. She says the players involved in the proposed national animal ID system is being pushed by the USDA to be managed by APHIS, that's the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service. They're varied. First, there is the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which reached an agreement amongst participating countries several years ago in Uruguay, called the SPS, that is the Sanitary and Phytosanitary, the TBT, the Technical Barriers to Trade Agreements. The layman's terms, what the SPS agreement says, is that each member country shall make regulations that must be met by other member countries. Now, put that in perspective, okay? Each member country must make regulations that must be met by other member countries. We are a member country in these things. These regulations must be in the interest of protecting the country making the regulations from disease, pests, are perceived health dangers. Countries making regulations cannot impose more strict regulations on importer nations than they do on their own nation. But they must make these regulations. Okay, so the Department of Agriculture, going along with the World Trade Organization, making some of these SPS agreement regulations. Okay, then there was the TBT. That's the Technical Barriers to Trade Agreement, made at the same time in Uruguay, that says developed countries must help less developed countries to advance technology to be able to participate in trade with other member countries. Developed countries cannot require more than a country is able to achieve. And the developed countries need to help the less developed countries to meet their own criteria through funding and other assistance. So now, we being a developed country, although I wonder in what respect we're so developed, we sure can't balance a checkbook, that is for certain. But anyway, under this TBT, Technical Barriers to Trade, here we are again tied into this World Organization thing. Then there is the OIE. The OIE, and I don't know why they call it the OIE, it's the World Animal Health Organization, and is independent of the United Nations in origin, works very closely with both the FAO, which is a Food and Agricultural Organization, and that is part of the United Nations, and the Codex Alimentarius, which is a child of the United Nations and the FAO. Codex, and we discussed this in great detail back some months ago on this vitamin thing, if you remember. Codex can best be understood as being the global FDA and OIE, the global USDA. The United States of America has membership in both the OIE and the United Nations, and therefore Codex. So therefore, we gotta put this animal identification system into existence. Now stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brownfield Show online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, back to this animal identification thing, and these farmers and livestock owners that say, oh, we think this is a great idea. Why do you think it's a great idea? Well, my county agent held a meeting the other night, and he said it's good. And, you know, he's been to the university. He went to the brain factory, and he knows all this stuff. So if he says it's good, it's got to be good. I doubt seriously if your county agent, your VOAG instructor, ever heard of the OIE. That is the World Animal Health Organization. It is a global United States Department of Agriculture, and it has authority over all member nations' veterinary services. Most of the OIE rules are rather innocuous. However, they have become increasingly involved in issues directly relating to trade since the advent of the World Trade Organization. That took place back in 1994. OIE has also been increasingly involved with CODEX and are working in concert on nearly everything at this time. Of particular importance to the subject of the National Animal Identification System is the issue of traceability, product tracing, and the good farming practices. Now, remember this thing on good farming practices, because we're going to come back to that just a little bit later. But that comes from the OIE on farming practices, all right? The OIE has a publication available online, and this, I guess, and we're going to have Doreen with us a little bit later in the show, but she found this. She's done a tremendous amount of work putting all this together. She says it has a publication available online called the Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission. Now, get that, Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission. If you remember, when we first started talking about this animal ID, they said fish. Remember, fish were going to have to be chipped or implanted or whatever. Well, fish, to my knowledge, are not terrestrial animals. Doesn't terrestrial mean that they run on the ground? I mean, that has always been my definition of it. Jeff questioned me on vector a while ago and looked up and found I knew what I was talking about. Just real quickly, Jeff, see what the definition for terrestrial is. Because here again, we find in this New World Order talk, they change the meaning of words. Anyway, on page 41 of this Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission, it states that there is a critical relationship between animal identification and the traceability of animal products, and that animal ID and traceability are key tools for animal health, including zoonosis, which is zoonosis are diseases that can be transmitted from animals to humans, and food safety, as well as incidents, vaccination programs, herd flock management, zoning. Yes, zoning. They don't say quarantining here. It's zoning, compartmentalization, surveillance, early response, notification system, animal movement controls, and health measures to facilitate trade. Now, I'm not going to have time to go into the next paragraph, and I want to read that paragraph to you all at one time so you can get the gist of it. But you'll see that this is a global thing. It's coming down through these trade agreements that our government has signed over the years. Some of this goes back to the 1980s. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. Our number, yes, Jeff.
Of relating to the earth or its inhabitants can be growing on land and non-aquatic.
Non-aquatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So fish ate terrestrial.
Listen to this show again at DairyBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Returned. Again today, we're trying to explain to our listeners how this animal identification program is not from the United States Department of Agriculture. It goes back to the United Nations, the OIE, the World Animal Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, etc. Now, we're looking now at page 41 of the Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission, okay? This paragraph, and I'm reading right from the paragraph, the competent authority in partnership with relevant government agencies and the private sector should establish a legal framework for the implementation and enforcement of animal identification and animal traceability. In order to facilitate compatibility and consistency, relevant international standards. Are you with me on this now? International standards and obligations should be taken into account. This legal framework, remember, it's supposed to be legal now, so it's going to have to come through the government, should include elements so when they tell you this is going to be, it's going to be voluntary, it wouldn't be legal if it was voluntary. It's got to be legal, and they're going to make it legal, whether you like it or not. RCAF, doggone it, wake up. You're talking about how it will work if it's voluntary. They're not going to let it be voluntary. This legal framework should include elements such as the objective scope, organizational agreements, including the choice of technology used for identification and registration, obligation of the parties, confidentiality, accessibility issues, and the efficient exchange of information. In Appendix 34 of the Terrestrial Animal Health Standards, the document states that veterinary services are the competent authority for animal identification traceability in all member countries. It also does such things as roll the words animal identification system into a word. Now, here is where Doreen is editorializing a little bit, so that the smaller term may legally be referred to as meaning the entire national or international system. She goes on to say that the European Union has made no real secret of the fact that their animal ID requirements are in line with both Codex and the OIE. It's her understanding that the RFID, those are the chips, you know, will also be a mandatory requirement in the European Union in January of 2008. There are a few catchphrases that have become fairly common in stemming from the mandates of Codex, such as farm-to-farm, farm-to-fork, traceability, and from stable to table. That leaves no doubt of the identity of the progenitors of the United States National Animal Identification System, the USDA and the OIE and Codex, as well as the FAO, that's the Food and Agriculture Organization, and that is the United Nations, state that this is consumer-driven. And I'm not going into a lot of detail on this because you and I know you're a consumer out there. Did you drive to get this done? I'm going to come up with just a couple of more comments here before the end of this particular segment, because I did not know this. And had it not been for Doreen Haynes spending a lot of time, none of us would have known this. But page 37 of this Terrestrial Animal Health Standard. Now, get this. If you cut hay on your farm, get this. Document, there is a clear and indisputable tie to the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, which passed into law and is enforced by the FDA in the United States. That's the Food and Drug Administration. The Bioterrorism Act of 2002 is the act which is requiring that hay producers, hay, that's grass, you cut hay, you bale hay, you feed hay to the horses that live in the barn, okay? Is the United States register their premises and report who drove the truck? Now, you think you're not a criminal? I'll bet you are a criminal because the law says you've got to register your premises if you cut hay off of it, and you have to know who drove the truck, which field it was from, who worked on the harvesting of the hay, and to whom the hay was sold. A quote from the document shows a clear link. The Task Force on Animal Feeding, May 2004, agreed to add a footnote to the title of Section 4.3, Traceability Product Tracing and Record Keeping of Feed and Feed Ingredients. If you think this animal idea is bad, what's going to happen when they clamp down on this feed and feed ingredients thing? Because, you know, in the fall of the year when you're harvesting corn, people mix that corn. It comes into the elevator. It all gets intermingled. It won't work. You're going to have to know which field that came out of. And that is right in this Terrestrial Animal Health Standards, and it's going to be enforced by the Food and Drug Administration. The Codex Committee on General Principles applied to the code, Terrestrial Animal Health Code of the OIE, as appropriate. The prompt traceback of feed and feed ingredients should be to the immediate previous source, and trace forward should be to the next subsequent recipients. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have Doreen standing by. Doreen, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I want you to explain to our listeners how you first got wind of this feed traceback thing. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, to a worm, digging in the hard ground is more relaxing than going fishing, Gary Brownfield.
And we have returned. I'm visiting today with Doreen Honus. Is that right, Doreen? I apologize for mispronouncing your name.
That's okay. Everybody does. Yes, it's Honus.
Okay. You ought to spell it Honus, then.
Hey, it wasn't. I married my husband. He had it.
Oh. Why don't you ladies marry people named Jones and Smith and, you know, something like Beth Schenneberg? Who would ever marry somebody? Well, the kids never did learn to spell a nice name. But anyway, let's move along here.
Okay.
You deserve a star in your crown or a feather in your cap or something, because to my knowledge, no one else has put all this United Nations global gobbledygook together as well as you have, and explain how this is not coming from the Department of Agriculture, but it is coming down to the Department of Agriculture from all of these treaties that we have signed and these agreements that we have gotten ourselves involved in. And tell me, when you first realized that there was this feed ingredient thing.
Well, when I went to buy feed at MFA, they had a sign on their counter saying that they now needed your name, address, and phone number in order to sell you feed. And I went, what? and they explained to me that it came down through the FDA, and so I stopped buying feed from there, and I started looking into it, and what I found was the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, which is basically it's following that last paragraph that you read. They want to trace back one step at least and trace forward another step, and that means that if you buy food, potentially they could have to have your contact requirements in order to be able to buy food. Now they did issue a thing in the end of September that said if you're selling it to the final consumer, you do not have to have their name and address.
Now, what's this going to do to Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland? Because they buy boatloads of grain, they buy truckloads and trainloads of grain. It's all mixed. How is this possibly going to be carried out?
I have no idea. I don't know how they're going to carry this stuff out. I would imagine what they would do is, if they had the premise numbers of all of the people who had their stuff entered into that batch, then they would go back to all of them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like with milk deliveries. If you get somebody that spoils the whole thing, you know, then they go back to all of them.
See, this is a lot deeper. This is a lot deeper than what the majority of the people can even fathom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's like an onion. You peel one layer, you find another layer. You peel that layer, you get another one. It just goes on and on. The ramifications are huge on this.
Okay, now let's go back to some of these documents again that you've gone through. Did you get all those documents? How did you come by those documents?
Through lots of digging online. They're out there, but first you have to understand what it is you're looking for. Now, with the World Trade Organization, the important thing is that SPS agreement, okay? And that, it's like figuring out the lingo. Once you get the lingo figured out, you can tell what they're saying, okay? Before that, you're going, what does this mean? You know, so the SPS agreement is the really... SPS and understanding who the OIE and Codex are really important in being able to put this together.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about OIE. You said that is the same as the USDA, except on a global. See, I didn't even know we had a global Department of Agriculture.
Well, it's a French term. It's Office International Epizooties, which basically means the official Office of Animals, okay, and they set standards that veterinarians have to follow and that countries have to follow. And
why do countries have to follow it?
Well, they say it's to, you know, protect the animal health.
Right, but I mean, have we signed agreements saying that we will follow these things?
It would appear to me that we have, because we are members and we fund things in the OIE. We fund other countries' developments in these technological things through the OIE. So do I have that document? No, but we are listed as a member of the OIE on their website.
Okay. Speaking of websites, I came up with something here today. I didn't come up with it, but I have some great listeners out there that take care of me. And this comes from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. So this is official right out of Washington, D.C., the United States Department of Agriculture, APHIS. That's Animal, Plant, and Health Inspection Service. And it tells all of the states and how much money they got. Now, I'm not going to go through all of these states. They're all listed here. The majority of the states, just to get these premises signed up, have received well over $100,000. Now, I went through there and picked out some of the goodies. Idaho, they get $1,164,000. Now, it has to do with the Paiute Tribes of Duck Valley, Utah. In other words, this is an Indian reservation. They get $1,164,000 to sign up all of their premises. The Fort Belknap Indian community, and let's see, they are in Delaware and Maryland. They get $200,000. The Florida Department of Agriculture gets $531,000, almost $532,000. The just looking through some of these in a hurry, but the Missouri Premise Identification System was awarded already $433,064. And I understand there's another $500,000 on the way. I don't know, that might be for the animal ID part of it, see? This is just premise. All this just has to do with the premises and getting the premise. So you see when these people come out and tell you, oh, we got to do this, darn right we got to do it because our government wants that $433,000. Montana got $432,000. Nebraska, bunch of cheapskates up in Nebraska, they didn't get but $130,000. Anyhow, North Dakota Cafe got $515,000. They like these Indians. The Texas Oklahoma Osage Nation got $675,000 one time with another $50,000 grant, so that's $680,000. This is all just on premises ID now. Pennsylvania got $615,000. South Dakota got $505,240. Now, here comes the Texas Animal Health Commission. Now, remember, they're good guys in Texas as far as the government's concerned because they got that law passed, signed into law, where they can fine you $1,000 a day if you don't have a premise ID for your parakeet. Remember that. They got a great big $1 million out of that thing. Let me see. The Navajo Nation in Chihuahua, Mexico, and Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico got $1.2 million out of it. And I'm just looking for some of the larger ones here. But anyway, you can see how much money that's come through the Department of Agriculture to buy these states to do this. They're literally buying the states to get them out there and try to get these premises signed up. So it looks to me like if they're going to, they say, hey, well, if you don't get it done before a certain time, it's going to cost you $10 to sign your premises. They ought to give us a couple of $100,000 if we have to do it. I mean, after all, we're the ones that are putting our name on the paper. Are you there, Doreen?
I'm here. I didn't know if I was on or not.
You're always on. Just interrupt me. That's fine. No problem.
Gary, one thing that's really important is the USDA, all that money that they're giving to states, that's not what they've spent on this. In that Bioterrorism Act, there's $380 million given to the USDA, okay? And in the last Farm Bill, under the Animal Health Protection Act, which is what the USDA is drawing their legal force from in this, they were given $30 million. So, and then there's that $18.5 million and $33.5 million that they split up and gave to the states. Okay? So far, the USDA has gotten like about $460 million to push for this.
The USDA has, so they're doling it out a little at a time. But I'll bet they're keeping part of it, too.
I don't know what they're doing with all of it, but, you know, for the government to say they can come up with this plan for $18 million, I'm mud hut for that.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, during the commercial break, we had a caller called in and wanted to know what's Iowa got, and I imagine we have a lot of listeners in Illinois. They want to know also very quickly. Iowa, you and Illinois both just got $130,000. I just happened to glance down here at Kansas. I should have mentioned them in the high-dollar crowd. They got $805,000. All this just to sign up your premises for animal ID. Okay, let me see. What were we talking about? Okay, you made the comment here, Doreen. It is abundantly clear that through these international entanglements, our officials are both legislating and regulating our God-given and constitutionally guaranteed rights away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think you stated that very well when you called all this international entanglements.
Yes.
I want to quote a comment that I picked up from Nancy Levant. She said, and she wasn't even talking about animal ID, but you can see how it fits. As Nancy Levant writes, our land is interlinked in a global economic ambush. Global corporations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, Maurice Strong, the Nature Conservancy and Wildlands Project, the United Nations, David Rockefeller, and Mikhail Gorbachev are not the leaders of this nation. We, the people, are the leaders of this nation, and if our representatives don't get that through their dollar-motivated heads, then they need to be evicted from office and perhaps from this country. We, as a people, need to learn how to say the following words. You're fired. Get out. Leave. You do not represent us, and we are not global citizens. We are American citizens, and this country is not yours to change, modify, merge, or collapse. So get the hell out of Dodge. I just couldn't help but comment on that, because I think she states it pretty well. And you made the comment that, you know, here we are. This is a international entanglement that we're in.
Yeah, and the thing is how can they, you know, have our Constitution and make these agreements that destroy our constitutionally guaranteed rights? It makes no sense to me. They should be able to have a big lawsuit filed against them to, you know, put an injunction against this entire animal identification scheme.
And see, this is just one little thing, this animal identification scheme. The other day, and I don't have time to go into it today, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be in the final moments of the program. The other day, we were talking about the Texas, Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota corridor. And we were discussing the, what was it, I-90 that Indiana has now leased to a foreign company. As a toll road, a foreigner is going to have control of this highway for 75 years. You see, all of this is just coming together, and it is as you quoted it very well, international entanglements. And I'd almost bet if you look back, you'll see that these highways are the same thing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also, with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Doreen, we're in the home stretch here. I want to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your paper. It's just 3 pages typewritten. You can read it, and you can actually absorb it in an hour or less. How can they get a hold of that?
They can give me a call, and I could send it to them in the mail, or if they want to send me an email regarding the paper, they can send that to Animal Waitress, AnimalWaitress, at yahoo.com. And I'll be happy to send them a copy of it.
Hey, Doreen, I posted that to my website the other day when you were on.
Okay.
That's Studio C. Go to DerryBrownfield.com, click on the button that says Studio C, and look for Monday, March 27th. But I'll repost it under today's date also. It's Doreen's white paper.
Yeah, it's very, very well done.
Well, thank you.
I did find one little, and we can talk about that later, and I don't even know that I have it. I didn't mark it, but I think you put an is in there twice or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you catch that?
Yep.
Just depends on what is.
That's right.
Mission of is. That's
there you go. Anyhow, let's go to Joe in Missouri. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Salutations, Jerry, and to the Jerry, and to the point, a trip by Governor Matt Blunt, and he's not alone. It's called the Hawthorne Foundation, and they've went to the Czech Republic, Hungary, Belgium, Italy, and the United Kingdom. Now, he's not alone. There's a lot of governors that's in on this. And the Hawthorne Foundation, it's a nonprofit, of course. But here's the deal. It's being finalized, and Anheuser-Busch, Centene, Pfizer, I think, is a drug company.
It sure is.
And the Coalition for Plant and Life Sciences. And Doreen does a great job.
Okay, what do you think they're talking about there?
Well, I think that they're getting together to control and do what's needed to be done to push their agenda. When Anheuser-Busch is in something, they aren't doing it for nothing. There's money, like I said. The Hawthorne Foundation...
I'll bet they furnished a beer for this thing. What do you think?
Might work. The Hawthorne Foundation is a non-profit developer. See, developing all this stuff, it's going to happen, whether we like it or not.
Well, but the point is that we need to stand against it and show it to people and how it transpires, and that way people know what they're fighting against.
Correct, and to be informed is at least a person can try, right?
Right.
But the state exported $10.5 billion worth of goods in 2005, so it's up 16%, so something's going as the way that they want it. But the old question, where is your governor today? Thank you.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your governor is? No, I'd never heard of the Hawthorne Foundation either. Had you, Doreen?
Nope, hadn't run across them yet.
Okay, but see, we have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. I have had the opportunity a time or two, actually three times, that I was on one of these World Trade Organization meetings where we traveled to foreign countries along with the Secretary of Agriculture, et cetera, and we tried to get Korea, South Korea, and Taiwan and Japan, those three countries particularly, to buy our agricultural products, et cetera. But, you know, it's kind of interesting when you go to these meetings and you get to sit in on a couple of them. You see how some of these things are done. But it would be interesting to know what Anheuser-Busch and Pfizer has in common, that they would be involved in this Hawthorne Foundation. And we are out of time. Give Doreen, did you want to give your phone number, Doreen?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give it very quickly. It's 417-962-0030. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.